Have you ever found yourself trying to do the will of God, trying to do ministry, or trying to do some work for the Lord that you think is appropriate, and yet everywhere you turn, you are being frustrated, and nothing is coming about? And finally, you end in a place saying, "What am I going to do now? Lord, please help me." Well, I guess you do just have to pray in that instance. I've been there before, and I think the Lord is very faithful to minister to us in that area. That is what happened to Paul, the apostle. On his second missionary journey, he had been traveling throughout what they called Asia in that time. It is composed of the modern-day state of Turkey. He wanted to go to different places, but the Spirit of the Lord wouldn't let him, kept frustrating him. He wanted to go some places he felt like he could be effective in giving the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, but the Spirit of the Lord kept saying no, and he ended up in a place called Troas on the coast of the Aegean Sea. I wonder if the Apostle Paul did like I do sometimes, get down and feeling sorry for myself and saying, "Oh, I guess the Lord doesn't have anything for me. Oh, I'm so low. What's going to happen? Time is running out. I've got to do something. Everything I'm trying is not working." I don't know if Paul was like that. But let's read about what happened. It's found in Acts, the 16th chapter and the 6th verse. "Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they proposed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not let them. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia, and pleaded with him, saying, 'Come over into Macedonia and help us.' And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, being assured that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel unto them. Therefore, departing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, and a colony. And we were in that city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath we went out of the city by the riverside, where prayer was wont to be made, and we sat down and spoke unto the women which came there. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, whose heart the Lord opened, so that she listened unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized, and her household, she pleaded with us, saying, 'If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and stay there.' And she constrained us." You see, Paul wanted to go to a place in Asia. One of the main cities I'm sure he wanted to go to was Thyatira. But the person that he needed to talk to was not in Thyatira, but was a woman of business, this Lydia, a seller of purple fabrics, who was doing business in Philippi. That was a person he needed to talk to. That was a person that I believe took the gospel to the city of Thyatira when she returned to her home city. And there, that church became one of the leading churches of the primitive church and is named in the 7 letters given to the Apostle John in Revelation. You see, Paul was directed by the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the Spirit directs us by frustrating our plans, by putting roadblocks in the way. And then at just the right time, the Holy Spirit will instruct us what to do. I firmly believe that. So stay faithful. Keep trying. Always stay close to God, and the Holy Spirit will bless you and fill you with the knowledge of the will of God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, so many times I've wondered why what I'm doing isn't turning out just right. But I know that if I strive to follow your will, that you will show your will to me. Please, O Lord God, fill me with the knowledge of your will and give me the grace to do it. And I know that I will be productive in your kingdom. Thank you, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.